Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Florin. Here is our producer and engineer, Stephen the Man, Sheldon.
Hello there.
How's everything?
I am good. How are you?
Doing good. Doing good.
Doing good.
So here's the story. I went out with some buddies in Huntington. You know,
okay.
This is in part of Long Island, New York, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And my priest buddies.
Okay.
And we went to our old pizzeria where we were in the seminary, DeRamo's Pizza.
Up, okay.
You know where that is?
Yep, it's all the way up on Wall Street.
Okay, and the story is this. Like, you know, some things you don't want to change.
Right.
That pizza was like it was 30 years ago.
Never changed.
And the same guy's working there making the pizza pie. I couldn't believe it.
The same family owns it.
I was in such incredible happiness that I couldn't believe it. You know, we're talking about renewal this week, but like something you don't want to renew. Like, I don't want an improved pizza. Like,
no,
I'm not a fan of, like
that one.
I'm not a fan also of, like, you know, chicken pizza. Blah, blah.
No.
Give me the margarita.
That's
give me
it.
The old-fashioned
nice,
pie.
Plain.
This DeRamo's the best pizza. And you know, the funny thing is, like, I don't know if it's crowded or not crowded. It was always doing good business there.
Right.
But the pizza, it remained the same. 30
yep.
years.
It's 30 years. And it's been in the same spot, too.
I talked to the guy who was making the pizza pie, and he said, I've been there for 34 years. And I said, well, let me just tell you something. You're still doing just like you used to.
Did he remember you? No.
Oh, yeah. He most certainly did. There's a picture of me on the wall in DeRamo's.
Oh, there you go.
So, yeah, he remembers me.
See?
But because I gave them more money than any other place on earth. Renewal is an important thing, though, in this. Because not everything you want to remain the same. We want to renew ourselves. We want to deepen our faith, deepen our spirituality. Some things we want to remain the same, sure, but other things have to grow. Our spiritual lives have to grow. Our own physical lives grow. Our emotional lives. So that's what we're looking at in Religion and Rock, the gift of renewal and how it calls all of us to grow in some way in our lives. Here is The Who to start us off, and this is called Pure and Easy.
Do not
Sometimes it's all about the cleaning out. You know, if you ever want to do like a big clean out job, what I always do, I do like one drawer at a time. And I just say, oh, today I'm going to clean this drawer. Tomorrow I'll do another drawer. Tomorrow I'll clean another closet. Or next week I'll clean another closet. Next thing you know, though, you start to look and you say, ah, this looks great. You know, like there's ability to kind of take stuff out of our lives, which allows us to be renewed. And there's something beautiful about that. You know, my dad volunteers every week in an outreach center in a Catholic church, and he works in a thrift shop. And he always says to me, the amount of great clothes that get donated, he goes, it's terrific. It's really such a big help to people. And that's a great, great thing. Like if it's not doing anything for us in a closet, wouldn't it be doing something great for somebody else, you know, if they could wear it? So there's something powerful about that, like that idea of lightening our load, making it a little bit more pure, a little bit more easy so that renewal can happen in our lives. We got to get junk out of the way so that God can allow us to grow. You know, sometimes it's like one of those I always say about flower pots. You know, if you don't change the plant as it grows, it'll literally break a clay flower pot because the roots get so root bound, it just can't take it anymore. You know, in our lives, we sometimes need that too, to kind of transplant, if you will, and, you know, kind of allow ourselves to grow once again or knock away some of the junk that's in the way so that we can grow. So that's important in our lives. And I think it's an important component of what we're looking at, because if we don't make room, you know, growth is going to be a much more difficult process in our lives. Here's the Beatles. This is called Blackbird.
Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life. You were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see all your life. You are only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly, into the line of a dark black night.
About racism, really, and you know, the early days of the Beatles kind of getting involved in the 60s stuff of life. And isn't it interesting that the 60s stuff of life is the 2017 stuff of life still? You know, we're still looking at how we can get along with one another, how we can understand one another and respect one another. It's not an easy thing to do, and yet we have to continue that struggle. We have to continue to take a look at all of that and continue to understand the mosaic that God created when he made this world. You know, there's something kind of exciting about that, I think, to see that, you know, we don't all have to be exactly the same. I remember one time I was teaching in the seminary, and I had guys studying to be priests who were taking my class from seven different continents, not even countries. It was incredible. And I thought it was so exciting to talk to them about life. And there was one guy or two guys from Africa to talk to them about their life. No electricity, no water. And here they are. First time they ever wore pants in their life was at the seminary. First time they've had pizza was at the seminary. You know, there's so many different experiences. It kind of was an interesting thing, like an eye-opener, saying, yeah, you know what? Here we are all wanting to follow God. Everybody wants to kind of do the right thing and make the world a better place. But we're all coming from different worlds. Isn't that exciting? Isn't that interesting? So, yeah, maybe not something to fear. Maybe something to be open for. And maybe something to pray about, that we get a little more comfortable with those who are different so that we can understand that God made them too, you know, and that's a great, great gift. Here's Peter Gabriel. This is called Salisbury Hill. Peter Gabriel, Salisbury Hill. Yeah, you know, in our lives, we come in and out of turmoil. And in this world, we come in and out of turmoil. There's war and there's peace. It's unfortunate, I think about this, that the generation that is alive today, they don't know a world where there's been peace. Isn't that interesting? I mean, I can remember a world that was not at war. And there was conflict all the time, you know, but there was never war. Now, I think in the last number of years, I mean, it's been nothing but war. And we grow up in this world where, yeah, we have people, military. military people who serve our country so beautifully and volunteer and go off to war, you know, take their lives and say, yeah, I'll put it at risk for the safety of our country. You know, it's an incredible gift that these military men and women offer to us. At the same time, it's kind of a sad world where people are at war all the time. And so we have to kind of pray for peace. And how do we do that? You know, I think of that song all the time, Let There Be Peace on Earth and Let It Begin With Me. It kind of has to start with us. It has to start with us in the simple ways, by accepting other people, like I said before, being kinder on the road and more welcoming in our workplaces and schools, and all of these small, small gestures, I do believe add up and help the kingdom of God to kind of take better root in this world. So yeah, it's up to us in a lot of ways. This world where there is war, even in our own lives, where there's sometimes inner turmoil, where do we find peace? Well, it comes from prayer, and it comes from those small gestures, those small victories that allow peace to kind of take root in some level. Hey, here's Aerosmith. This is called Back in the Saddle.
Oh,
All of our lives have a certain amount of repetitiveness to it. I mean, that's the reality. You know, the clock goes off, we get up and we go to our job and we come home and have dinner and go to bed. And, you know, the sort of the story of our lives. But at the same time, it's about treasuring those moments. It's about treasuring the everyday of our life. If we can do that, I think amazing things happen. You know, if we can recognize the power of routine and the power of family life and the power of the rhythm of our life, that God's there in the midst of it, I think it makes everything kind of better and more understandable. Because you say, well, every day is not going to be, you know, entrance to Disney World. Every day is not going to be winning Lotto. Absolutely not. Most days are not. Actually, most of them are not. The reality of it is that we got to recognize God's with us in the rhythm of life, too. So we're called to renew our vision of even the everyday. Because in a sense, if we can look at the everyday and say, thank you, Lord, for another day. Thank you, God, for the gift of this day, the gift of the people who I'm going to see, even though it may be mostly the same people I saw the day before. Let me be thankful for that. You know, if you're a teacher, you see the same kids every day. Can we be grateful for that classroom of kids? If you teach religious ed, if you're a coach, can we be grateful for that team? It's all about that sense of gratitude that can renew our vision of the things that repeat again and again and again in our lives, and recognize that God's blessing us with those moments too, and that's important. Here's Huey Lewis. This is called Couple Days Off. You want to renew yourself. Sometimes all that's necessary is a couple of days off, right? And I would be the first to say I'm not good at that. I'm not good at taking days off. I'm not good at relaxing like that. That's really not me. And I got to work at that. You know, I think that's an important thing. You know, here in the Northeast, we had a snow day not long ago, you know? And snow days are one of those days I kind of find myself lost. Now, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about my little Kindle. Yeah, I'll read and read and read and read and read. But then I kind of look at myself and say, well, what else should I be doing? Must be something else I can do, you know? And you pray and you pray and you pray and celebrate Mass and say, well, now what? You know, it's an interesting thing when we're creatures of habit and we're creatures that are constantly doing. Being is not easy, right? But we have to be able to be as well, just kind of be and be able to reflect on our lives and sit and think and pray, all of those things to be able to refresh ourselves, because renewal helps us to be able to be people who are creative. I think creativity, you know, I have a job that's creative by its nature as a priest and as a person in television and radio. And so we have to be creative. And how do you get your creative juices flowing? I think you have to stop now and then and kind of allow the creativity to flow out. So that's an important component of this, is kind of spending time meditating and or spending time just being in prayer, sitting quietly. Those things help us to grow on the interior, and that's part of renewal as well. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about renewal today. Here's Pink Floyd, Comfortably Numb.
Is there anyone home? Come on, come on down. I hear you're feeling down. Well, I can ease your pain, get you on your feet again. Relax, relax, relax. I need some information first. Just the basic facts. Thank you.
Catholic Church is divided up into areas that they call dioceses. It could be a whole state. It could be an area, according to population, pretty much. But anyway, in our diocese, we just got a new bishop, Bishop Barris, who's here on Long Island with us. He's our new shepherd, you know. And he talks about dramatic missionary growth of the church. And that's what he's calling people to, dramatic missionary growth of the church. Very interesting words when you think about it, because that's part of renewal in our lives. We've become a little comfortably numb. You know, we've become a little mediocre. And how do we get back to that dramatic missionary growth? That talks about each and every one of us playing a part of the life of faith and recognizing that our life and our faith makes a huge difference and impact on the church at large, you know, and other people at large. And there's something really important about that. How we treat somebody else makes a huge difference. How we welcome somebody else makes a huge difference. And I think when we come to see the importance of our own role in this world and faith, whatever it is, then we begin to see that dramatic growth because we truly have answered that call to be missionaries. What do missionaries do? They tell people about stuff they don't know about. Tell them about God's life and presence in their life. And, you know, they don't know about that. So it announces something beautiful. We can do that by how we live our lives, how we've changed our vision. And that can be part of renewal that's so important. Here's Supertramp. This is called Take the Long Way Home. You ever do that in the car, just take the scenic route for the heck of it? I sometimes do that too, and I'll sometimes even have that attitude in the car saying, there's no rush here, so I'm just going to take my time and relax and go. Other times I have to rush, I understand, and I'm all pent up and anxious. But you know what? When there's those moments that I'm not, I really try to enjoy even doing what I'm doing, just being in the car and saying, you know what? This is a chance for me to refresh myself. This is a chance for me to kind of take a little breathing room. And unfortunately, life gets that way where our cars kind of become like a little mini condo, right? Where we can relax for a minute and take a little break while we're waiting to pick up our kids or while we're waiting for the next event to start. There's something about that that's important, that we can use our car as a sanctuary to help us to feel renewed so that we can kind of take on the next step of life, next step of the day, recognizing that God's with us. You know, it's a great place of prayer for me, my car too. Same thing, because I think it just becomes a place where we can regroup and kind of refresh so that we are really renewed. Here's Billy Joel. This is called Running on Ice. Life is sometimes running on ice, right? We're kind of running and running and not getting anywhere. And that's part of, I think, where we need to be renewed sometimes, to be able to recognize we need to stop and we need to kind of take a break sometimes and say, yeah, how do I need to focus? What do I need to do here to kind of get myself up to speed again and so that I'm actually moving? Because if we're not moving, you know, we're sort of dying. And I think that's important, to constantly be growing. How do we do that? Well, that takes a lot of work. You know, it takes a lot of work to be able to do that. I don't think we've ever conquered, you know, a particular thing in our lives. We have to constantly work at it. at that. If you're a person who's lost weight, you want to keep the weight off, it's work every single day. If you're a person who's in a 12-step program, you know as well as I, you got to work that program every single day of the week. If you don't, you know what's going to happen. I mean, you don't need me to tell you. I think that's the important reality here is that, you know, it takes a lot of commitment. Are we willing to make the commitment? And we ask God's help for the commitment so that we can kind of renew ourselves every day by renewing those commitments that we've made. Hey, here's the Foo Fighters. This is called Walk. important now and then to do that interior take a look and say, well, what is the level of conversation in my life? What's the level of reflection in my life? And can I make that a conscious effort to deepen every day so that I'm using better vocabulary, so that I'm thinking before I speak, so that I'm thinking other thoughts that are deeper and more beautiful and more important? You know, those kinds of things, I think, help us to grow. Growing on the interior is such an important thing. And I think that's part of what renewal is all about. It renews our faith in humanity. It renews our faith in God. But also we need to kind of renew our faith in ourselves and say, yeah, if I spend some time, you know, in prayer, if I spend some time thinking and praying, I can actually develop myself and recognize that there is an interior life that I'm called to feed, and I got to feed it in every way I can. Here's Bruce Springsteen, Dancing in the Dark.
I get up in the evening, and I ain't got nothing to say. I come home in the morning, I go to bed feeling the same way. I ain't nothing but tired, man, I'm just tired and bored with myself. Hey there, baby, I could use just a little help. You can't start. Radio's on and I'm moving around the place. I check my look in the mirror. Wanna change my clothes, my hair, my face, and I ain't getting nowhere. I'm just living in a dump like this. There's something happening somewhere. Baby, I just know. Kiss the wine and it's on me. I shake this world off my shoulders. Come on, baby, the laugh's on me. Stay on the streets of this town, and they'll be carving you up alright. You say you gotta stay hungry. Hey, baby, I'm just a fast star tonight. I'm dying for some action. I'm sitting there, sitting around here trying to write. Little world blowing apart. This gun's for hire.
can't start a fire without a spark. And that's exactly right. Renewal is that spark. It's the spark, I believe, that comes from God that calls us to recognize that, yeah, in the midst of our lives is the challenge to get out of the doldrum, the everyday, and recognize the power of growth, the power of development in our lives. Take a look back. If you don't believe it, look back at a photograph from 5 years ago. You probably got one in your phone of yourself, a selfie, and say, wow, what has happened to me? Yeah, a lot. And hopefully a lot of good things along the way that have helped us to grow and develop ourselves. You know, you can't start a fire without a spark. The sparks are there. Let's use them to help us to grow and renew ourselves so that we can kind of find that depth of love and the depth of good things that helps us to be joyful about life and recognize the power of God that's there every single day in our midst. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahn, and it's engineered and produced by the brand new, improved Stephen Chaldone. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.